Streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israel's attacks on Gaza are growing more intense, including a strike on a refugee camp that reportedly killed scores of people. More from CBS's Tina Kraus in Tel Aviv.
With Hamas still holding 240 hostages, people here in Tel Aviv spoke about the uncertainty and fear the war brings.
When you see Israel in the ground invasion taking on Hamas now, do you hope they will destroy Hamas or do you worry for the hostages?
I hope they would be able to do both. I don't know how.
Victims of the Hamas attack that killed more than 1,400 people in southern Israel are still arriving at a mobile morgue for identification.
A 21-year-old student at Cornell University has been arrested on charges of posting a series of threats against Jewish students. More from WTVH reporter Dale Ostrander.
Those messages included calling for the death of Jewish people, shooting campus buildings, and stabbing anyone of Jewish descent. Day also allegedly threatening to shoot up 104 West, a kosher dining hall on campus. The dining hall is also next to the Cornell Jewish Center, where many Jewish students spend their time on campus and have been battling with death threats that have been made to Jewish students on campus.
I can't imagine what would go through the mind of someone like that.
Are we in for yet another rate hike later today? CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
When the Federal Reserve concludes its two-day policy meeting later today, it's expected that the central bank will do nothing and leave short-term interest rates at the current range of 5.25% to 5.5%.
President Biden is headed to rural America.
Rural Minnesota isn't exactly known as Biden country, but White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that's not really the point.
He is a president for everyone.
Here's what he'll do when he's there.
The president's going to hear directly from the American people, talk about what he's been doing, investing in America, talking about the historic pieces of legislation that he's been able to do.
But does this trip have anything to do with the fact that Minnesota Democrat Dean Phillips is now running for president?
We are very proud of, or very thrilled and thankful to the congressman for voting with the president almost 100%. Percent of the time the last 2 years.
But otherwise, no comment. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The Supreme Court yesterday heard arguments on whether public officials can block their critics on social media. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
When does a private social media account become your official public job? And, you know, there's such a gray area.
The Texas Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 11-7 last night to move to 3-1 in the World Series. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is suing the Wisconsin legislature over pay raises denied to University of Wisconsin employees. A joint committee is holding up the pay raises, even though they'd been approved in the state budget by the full legislature and signed by the governor. Republican leaders called the lawsuit frivolous and said that it could hold up pay raises for other state employees. Evers wants the state Supreme Court to take up the case directly. Open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act begins tomorrow. People have until December 15th to sign up for a plan or renew their old plan in order to be covered on January 1st. Enrollment hit a record high earlier this year, and health insurance analysts expect the number to get bigger. In Wisconsin, thousands of people who were disenrolled from Medicaid this year are expected to drive demand. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Packers trade Rasul Douglas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers traded defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills. The deal finalized just 30 minutes before the NFL draft deadline. The Bills receiving Douglas and a fifth-round pick in next year's draft. The Packers, in return, get a third-round pick. At age 28 and in his prime, Douglas joins a team now with a shot at the Super Bowl. A surprise in Las Vegas. Last night, the owner of the Raiders, Mark Davis, fired both head coach Josh McDaniels and GM David Ziegler. McDaniels only in his second season. The Raiders at 3-5 just beat the Packers 2 weeks ago. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight to take on the Toronto Raptors. Game time, 6 o'clock. Milwaukee coming off a 122-114 win at home over the Heat. Head coach Adrian Griffin says the Bucks defense looked a little gassed in the fourth quarter.
You got a little stagnant at the end, but we learned from that. I got to do better. I don't know if I need to put another ball handler in there.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Nothing terribly spooky about your forecast overnight. We'll see partly cloudy skies, winds turning to the southwest, 21 degrees by sunup. A mostly cloudy skies we head into the new month, 37 degrees for your Wednesday afternoon, lower 40s on Thursday. It's 21 at our studios.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, October 31st, Halloween 2023, 6 minutes past the 12 nooner hour. Welcome you in if you're watching on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all those great tubes. We're having a dance party in here.
Oh, see, I was just going to say it was constant lightning because it's Halloween.
Do-do-do-do. Yes. This is the way we found the studio today. When we came in, I said, Mr. Zommers, why are the lights out? And he goes,
okay, we're starting to get comments from other people. I'm going to turn it off.
No. I want it this way. I want it this way because I want people to...
I meant comments from our office mates.
Oh, well, somebody should change it then. I don't know. I think it's fantastic that we've now become, you know, just a club. We're a talk club. This is fantastic. So yeah, this is how we found the studio today. And, you know, I'm not sure what's going... What makes me wonder what happens here after dark, Mr. Zommers.
I wouldn't even be one to say, really.
You know, maybe this is how we're paying the bills. I don't know. But anyway, it's like a dance club in here now. Now the lights have been changed. So fantastic. Anyway, the spooks, the Halloween spooks have invaded the Civic Media Studios. But look at this. They've been fixed now. This is fantastic. Jorge, God bless him.
Thank you very much, Jorge.
Came in here and fixed it. But it makes you wonder. It makes you wonder what, you know, I guess I don't listen overnight. Maybe there's, you know, adult Civic Media after night. I don't know what happens in here after night.
I wouldn't think that we have that.
The very innocent Aaron Zommers. I wouldn't think we have that. You never know.
Unless you know something I don't.
No, I, like Sergeant Schultz, I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I know nothing. Happy Halloween, Mr. Zommers. I like the shirt today, by the way.
Happy Halloween to you, too. Yeah, I'm wearing my Cheddar Goblin t-shirt. Mm-hmm. It's a goblin who is vomiting out mac and cheese, and it spells the words Cheddar Goblin.
Oh, fantastic. That's great.
There's no context.
No context? Just it looks scary. Looks spooky.
That's the idea.
How do you celebrate Halloween? What is your favorite Halloween candy? We're going to be talking with our friend Luke Mathers. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke coming up at the bottom of the hour at 12:30. And then at 1:06, Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is going to be here in studio and talking about the spooky actions up the street at the Capitol, the state Capitol, as Republicans have this disingenuous bill about redistricting. Now, they say they wanted redistricting. And look, I've been one that's been talking for a long time about fair maps and redistricting. But Robin Voss has been staunch against it for over a decade. Suddenly, when there is a 4-3 liberal Supreme Court in Wisconsin and there's a lawsuit to have fair maps, suddenly Robin Voss gets religion and says, whoop, 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 whoop. Let's actually have fair maps. And so he puts a bill out there. Well, that you think, well, that's great. Well, then it turns out, but Democrats are like, we don't think this is quite legit. We don't think they're being genuine. Well, as it turns out, Democrats were right. Because,
shocking.
I know, over in the state Senate, good old president of the Senate, Chris Kapinga, or is it Coinga? There was a Coinga, and I think it's Kapinga now. Kapinga over there, the state Senate president, said on Milwaukee television here a couple weeks ago, he said about that redistricting bill of Voss's, yeah, we don't have the votes. The votes on the Republican side are not there for that. He admitted that. But yet Republicans want to push forward with this so that they have something to run on next year so they can tell people, well, we introduce fair maps, which is the truth. But what they're not going to tell people next fall in the millions of dollars of television and radio ads is that that offer was completely disingenuous because they didn't have the votes for it. So we'll have Nick Robinson coming up next hour, a little after 1 o'clock. And we'll talk about that with him. So looking forward to that and what the Democrats have to say. What else we got going on? Well, we also have it. It's Halloween. I am dressed as a Milwaukee Brewer. I have my Bob Uecker jersey on today because you know what? I'm still riding the Brewer bandwagon, and I'm hoping that Craig Counsell does not go to the Mets. I hope he comes back to Milwaukee when all is said and done. And we'll have Luke Mathers in. Luke and I were going to. Luke told me yesterday he was dressing as a Milwaukee Buck. And so I thought, well, okay, I'll come as a Brewer today. We'll be a Milwaukee sports team. I got here, and Lukester is also dressed as a Brewer. And nothing wrong with that.
He lied to you.
Well, I wouldn't say he lied
to me.
He decided he was going to go with something else. So now we're teammates. Literally and figuratively.
And that works.
And that works. So Lukester's going to be in. We're going to talk about Halloween. We're going to talk about the Bucks and the Brewers a little bit. And whatever else is on Luke's mind. And also, urban legends, not John Urban, but urban legends that are true. Halloween legends that are true. So we'll talk about all that on the show as well. So looking forward to that. Starting off, breaking news over the morning here, as Governor Tony Evers has announced that he is suing the Wisconsin State Legislature, primarily over the fact that they have decided not or will not so far give these 6% raises that are due to UW employees, faculty, and staff. Even though it was in the budget, even though Governor Evers signed the budget, Republicans passed these pay raises as a part of the budget in committee, which is known as, stands, the acronym is JOKER. In the committee, they said, which I think probably is appropriate, JOKER, in this joint legislative committee, which is overwhelmingly controlled by Republicans, they have voted unilaterally to usurp the power of the rest of the legislature and the governor and deny the pay raises to the UW faculty, staff, and employees. Why, you ask, would they do that? Because Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, is vehemently opposed to something called DEI. DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we've talked about it on this program before, that what Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature want us to believe is that somehow diversity, equity, and inclusion is some sort of far lefty, you know, group that is going to, you know, God forbid, support gay people or support trans people or support black people or support brown people. And, you know, the way they sell it to the public is that, well, all these people, their words, not mine, these people are getting special privileges. And what is that doing to you, mostly white Wisconsin? It is meaning that your kids are being, you know, bullied and discriminated against. And basically what Robin Voss is trying to do, and the Republicans, is they are playing to the mostly white base of the Wisconsin electorate to say, hey, we're with you. We are here to defend traditional white values. And this is a narrative that has come from the tops of the Trumponian MAGA party. And it's been festering for a lot of years, and it's coming to a head now. And it's this whole plan to essentially, what do I want to say? It's a plan to go after the worst of people's fears and their lack of understanding of what a lot of this really is. Because most people understand basic fear. Most people say, well, I feel threatened because the world and the state around me is changing. That threatens me. And that's a real feeling. Look, if somebody just turned 54, the world's changed, you know, since I was a kid. And sometimes, not sometimes, almost always, we are afraid of what we don't know. We are afraid of what we don't understand. And rather than Robin Voss, Republicans, explaining what actual diversity, equity, and inclusion is, they simply choose to draw on the bias that exists, the misunderstanding, the lack of understanding, the fear that results from not understanding. And so automatically people that don't understand are like, well, we're already threatened. And yeah, we're with Robin Voss Republicans. We've talked about it on this show before. What diversity, equity, and inclusion actually is simply saying that everyone is welcome within our University of Wisconsin system. And yes, there are programs for gay folks and trans folks. There are programs for black and brown folks. There are also programs for veterans. There are programs for non-traditional students, for single parents going back to school, so that they can get a degree which will help them provide for their family. I went back to school as a non-traditional student. I think, well, non-traditional used to mean anybody under or over 25. If you're over 25, you're a non-traditional student because you weren't in that young, just out of high school age. For anybody who was gone back to school at the age of 30 or 35 or 40 or 50, sometimes it's pretty hard to feel inclusive. Everybody's younger, using laptops instead of writing handwritten notes, reading their assignments on a computer instead of a paper book, listening to completely different music. You don't feel included. And what diversity, equity, inclusion offices and programs do is say, hey, what? You know what? You're included. If you're 35 and going back to school and you've lost a spouse or you're divorced or what have you, and you're trying to provide for your family, we want to help you. If you're a veteran who served overseas or maybe didn't serve overseas, thank you for your service. We understand that you're older now and you might not feel included. Diversity, equity, inclusion is for you too. It's a great program. It helps all of our college students. And it's embarrassing and it's a shame and it's a pity that Robin Voss and the Republicans have bastardized that. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Give us a call. What do you think? On the other side, more of your comments, more information. This is the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different.
You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zauber is on the board. Glad to have you along. Do you think that this attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion by Republicans is unfounded? Do you think it's an attack on people's fears? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Simply download it on your iPhone or Android device. It is free. That's what Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app, get it now. You can text us with a push of the button or call us as well, or dial in 844-967-2789. On the text line, Matt in Germantown, listening on WAUK, says, quote, defending white values, unquote, sounds like a slippery slope, maybe a stretch. Well, I appreciate the comment. Let me expand a bit on what I meant there, Matt. It's that Robin Voss is playing on the Wisconsin electorate, the majority of whom are white, and the majority of whom, that there are still more people that live in suburban and rural areas than urban areas in the state. And Voss knows that. And he understands that people who have not been around or exposed to or have friends who happen to be a minority, or they don't think they do, that he can play on those fears. And that if he is seen by them, if he is seen as someone who is defending white values, that secretly they like that because they don't understand the rest of it. It is playing on race predominantly. And it's something Republicans have been doing for a long time and now under the MAGA party have done even more. And that's what the slippery slope is, Matt. Remember, I was a Republican for 30 years until I left the party in 2011. And the thing that made me leave the party in 2011 was being in a closed caucus meeting of Republican state senators when they were debating these so-called voter ID bills. They were voter suppression bills. And former state senator Mary Lozick, chair of the elections committee, stood up and said of these bills, hey, we got to think what this would mean in places like Milwaukee and our college campuses. What she meant was it was going to suppress minority votes in Milwaukee. So this race game by Republicans has been going on for a long time. It has only gotten more blatant under the MAGA party. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, what say you?
Well, I say this. There's two things going on here. And one is the obvious thing of basically race baiting. Their Republicans are trying to gin up their base again. But the second thing is more insidious, and that is what Republicans have been doing for quite some time now, which is to damage public education as much as possible. This is just another excuse, and it's not a reason. It's an excuse to cut back funding in this case, public universities. They've already done that. They've done that with the general public school systems, high schools and grade schools in the state. They've given $3,000 per student in welfare from our surplus in welfare to private schools, and then they have generously allowed, pardon the sarcasm in my voice, the public schools to have a referendum to give as much as $300 more for each student in our public schools without spending anything from the surplus. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is this is just part of their whole picture to try and push back public education, make it less and less and less available to as many Wisconsin residents as possible. As Trump himself said, I love the poorly educated, and that's really what this is about. Jack, if you can cut back education, well, you got it.
Jack, you know what? You are 100% correct, my friend. 100%. I mean, you nailed it, Jack. I mean, you absolutely nailed it. Are you there, Jack?
Yep. I don't remember when we started giving away money to private schools, but if it wasn't under the Walker administration, it almost certainly was when Republicans were in control at some point.
Jack,
and it's been going this way for way too long in the state.
Jack, I appreciate your call so much. Jack and Merrimack, thank you so very much for calling. Jack nailed it, that Republicans are waging a war on education. I don't say that as just saying it as my opinion. I was there. I witnessed the beginning of this. Look at what they're doing to our UW system. And Jay Rothman, the president of the system, is participating. Where are the Board of Regents, the president of the regents? I'm glad that Tony Evers is suing over this because I'm not a big fan of lawsuits in general, but I think the governor is absolutely right to sue in this case because the legislature passed it. The governor signed it into law in order to have these pay raises happen. They are trying to take down public education. Republicans are the state. Jack's absolutely right. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Gary in Fond du Lac. We appreciate you listening. Gary, what say you?
Good to see you. How much is Wisconsin spilling on that sports complex for practice?
Well,
UW-Madison?
It's going to be a public-private partnership, and much of the money is going to be raised privately. You're talking about the football complex next to the replacement for the shell at UW-Madison.
That's over $200 million of taxpayer funded.
And how much money is that going to bring in revenue that goes to the general fund? A lot.
How much did he pay for the head coach at Wisconsin?
Most of that is done by private money, booster money.
Okay, I'm just curious and why we got to shut UWGBs down if we could afford all that. I'm just curious.
No, those are great questions. Gary, those are great questions. And I mean, you're living with a two-year campus in Fond du Lac. I mean, it's a target of the shutdown. I'm from Richland Center. They're shutting down 2 years at Richland Center. And this is the point, Gary. You're spot on. They are trying to divide the people of Wisconsin and blame this on UW-Madison somehow. Or other big, you know, quote unquote liberal institutions, and trying to pit rural places like Fond du Lac. I'll include Fond du Lac as certainly more rural than Madison, Milwaukee, or Richland Center, or Rice Lake. I mean, they're trying to pit us against each other, Gary. There is a billion. What? Go ahead.
Yeah, just there's got to be a happy medium somewhere along the line. You know what I mean?
Right. I totally agree. But if you look at where these monies are coming from, it's not like millions and millions and millions of dollars are all going to University of Wisconsin Athletics. Much of that is done by private boosters. But I appreciate the call, Gary. Great call. Going to talk more sports. Going to talk more politics on the other side. Our friend, our colleague, Luke Mathers. Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Stay tuned now. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Israel is acknowledging more airstrikes in the Gaza Strip yesterday, and attacks are continuing this morning. CBS's Tina Krause is in Tel Aviv.
Deadly IDF airstrikes on Tuesday brought devastation to a crowded refugee camp in northern Gaza. Hamas says dozens of Palestinians were killed.
FBI Director Christopher Wray told a Senate committee yesterday that intelligence officials are worried the Israel-Hamas war could produce terror incidents in the U.S. On Capitol Hill, CBS is Scott McFarland.
This is not something the FBI director would ever say casually, noting that it's obviously going to stir up some concerns.
The Federal Reserve is not expected to raise interest rates further today, says CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Now, they're not down to their target 2% rate, but the trend is indeed the Fed's friend. And that's why the Fed is most likely not going to do anything when it concludes its meeting.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's largest utility companies say they plan to end using coal as a fuel source sooner than they had expected. We Energies and the WEC Energy Group announced Tuesday they plan to stop using coal by the end of 2032. They had originally anticipated needing to use coal until 2035. They say they're moving up that date after they increased investments into renewable energy sources by over $1 billion. More teenagers are getting jobs in Wisconsin. The number of young people applying for work permits went up by 27% between 2019 and last year. That represents more than 37,000 workers. Republican lawmakers are trying to eliminate work permits. They say they're an unnecessary burden. On the other hand, fees from work permits pay for enforcing labor standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Nothing terribly spooky about your forecast overnight. We'll see partly cloudy skies, winds turning to the southwest, 21 degrees by sunup. A mostly cloudy skies we head into the new month, 37 degrees for your Wednesday afternoon, lower 40s on Thursday. It's 21 at our studios.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5 The Tap.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life.
To the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour, 12 noon. Ghostbusters is Halloween, the 31st of October, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Ghostbusters, fantastic. I was, Mr. Zommers knows this, I'm taking a dance class online with my sister. And we were doing Thriller. And so I was trying to do my Thriller moves there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, I was confused night. That you started doing the Thriller dance moves. I know, Ghostbusters.
Well, because I was trying, because it has a little bit of the the same vibe, but anyway.
Yeah, that's fun. The 80s vibe.
We'll try again later with the right song.
All right, very good. I can't remember the dance, though. I did it last. So we have Luke Mathers, by the way. I have Luke Mathers here for Tuesday Tangent. Luke.
Yes.
Great to have you along, Luke.
Glad to be with you.
It always
you,
makes
Todd.
Me happy when you're here.
Thank you.
It's just
always
better.
Happy
the
to
show
join
is
you.
Better when you're here.
That's too kind.
Well, it's true. So
more distracted, more tangents while I'm here.
But that's perfect. Here's the deal. We are both dressed in Milwaukee Brewer outfits for Halloween.
I asked you what you were going to dress up as yesterday, and you didn't really know. And I was like, well, last year I went as the Bucks. And then I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then I was like, you know what? I'll just wear some of my crew gear and dress up as a brewer. And a throwback brewer. Hopefully, you know, I can stay in Milwaukee because, you know, with all the headlines going around the Brewers right now, with Craig Counsell, you know, maybe leaving, I was like, yeah, I'll dress up as the Brewers. And then you walked in today and I was like, what? Todd, we didn't even plan this.
We did not plan it. And here's the deal. It was a last minute call because what I had planned to wear was because last night for the dance class, for the Betty Hayes alumni dance class, it was dress-up night, Halloween. And, of course, Betty Hayes' daughter, Cheryl Baxter, she is a Hollywood choreographer. And she has taught Thriller as a professional dancer before. And so last night, we were all supposed to dress up. And so Betty Hayes, for years, taught these, she still does, preschoolers. One of the dances was baby ballerinas. So my outfit last night was a Madison Forward, a Flamingos pink shirt with pink leotards and a white Kremlin, a white tutu. And so I was gonna wear that to work today.
Why not?
Well, because it got cold. It was snowing.
It was snowing.
Like, I can't wear tights and a tutu.
I don't know if I believe you or not, but I want to see this.
There are pictures. Go on the Betty Hayes alumni dance site on Facebook. There are pictures.
I have to.
Aaron casts in doubt on whether or not you're a man of your word, saying you dressed up last night.
Believe me, there were several witnesses. But yeah, so I opted for the Brewer look. Speaking of, Luke, you brought up Craig Counsell. Let's start there first. Is Craig Counsell going to be in Milwaukee next year, or is he going to the Mets or somewhere else?
Or Cleveland.
Yeah.
Apparently the Guardians, he was there yesterday. So I honestly do not know what's going on with it. I thought Counsell would be a Brewer for as long as he wanted to be, and maybe it seems like it's to the point where he doesn't want to be anymore.
That's what fascinates me. As a kid who grew up in Milwaukee, I thought that he would just want to stay there for his career. If they wanted it.
Right. If it was a mutual agreement, right. And normally when you get your team back to the playoffs after missing last year in the playoffs, the first time in number of years, last year was the first time out, Craig kind of started to right the ship, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Very, very early departure again for a Milwaukee Major League sports team.
The curse continues, Luke.
Well, that's the worry, is it's going to be a decade. So we got 8 more years left on the decade curse because the Bucks won in 2021, and so if we've got to wait 10 years for another title for any of our major league teams, we've got 8 years of waiting to do, potentially, but we'll see what happens.
For those
there.
That don't know what we're talking about, going all the way back to 1982, the team that eliminated the Brewers from the playoffs either went on to play in or won the World Series. This year continued as the Arizona Diamondbacks are playing in the series.
Yes, taking a 2-1 lead after game 3 last night.
What if they win the whole thing? And you think, geez, if we just could have got by 2 games with them at home, we could be winning the World Series.
Yeah, that's
Luke.
What you say every time. But, you know, there was a lot of series after that there was everything would have had to go right. But, yeah, early departure there. But back in the playoffs, after missing them last year, you'd think that Counsell and the team would come to a agreement for an extension with that contract set to expire later, I think, like next week.
Yeah.
I want to say is the end of the contract. So it'll be interesting to see. Some people, I've seen theories get thrown out there saying this is a giant game of chicken that Counsell and the Brewers are kind of just saying, hey, it'd be a shame if we lost our homeboy GM to the different team if we didn't get that stadium funding. So kind of putting a little additional pressure on lawmakers here in Wisconsin to pass that American Family Field improvement bill. So we'll see what happens with that, but I don't know. I can't really imagine him in a Cleveland or New York dugout, but maybe that's where he's gonna end up next year.
I hope not. I hope he gets paid. I hope the Brewers pay him well, and knowing that he's a on the market, a lot of teams want him. Hope Craig Counsell gets paid well.
But winning manager in franchise history.
National League Manager of the Year, according to one of them, at least. One of the Sporting News or somebody named him National League Manager of the Year. I can't remember which one. But yeah, I hope Counsell comes back. I also hope that the Senate can pass this stadium bill that the assembly already approved. It sounds like now there are Republicans as well as Democratic holdouts. I don't know. Where do you see that going?
I honestly think there's room for improvement on it. So I wouldn't be completely upset if there was, you know, a separate bill passed with some amendments and then the Assembly and Senate work through it. It sounds like Evers is not going to be the one pushing any of those changes. He's just going to sign whatever comes to his desk. So I think we could try to get the best deal possible. And maybe that happens in the state Senate with some changes, maybe a better adjustment for making sure that Milwaukee, the city, and the county as a whole aren't the only citizens that are getting triple dipped when it comes to their taxes going towards this project. Because I think residents of the city and county could be better off. But it'll be interesting to see what the state Senate ends up passing.
I hope they can come to an agreement, because I think if they don't get a stadium bill, the reality is the Brewers very well could leave. And it's a great economic engine. It's a great promotional engine. I just hope that something could get done.
Yeah, and the important thing is, I mean, there's still time.
There's still time.
There's 7 years left on this deal. So let's not act like there's enough. Not a big fan of just circling dates on a calendar and just being like, this is the deadline. So let's make sure the lawmakers, take their time through it, pass something that clearly it's going to need to be bipartisan. It was bipartisan support in the state assembly. It's going to need bipartisan support in the state Senate. I'm hoping that they can improve upon what's already been passed and maybe, you know, come to some reconciliation between the two chambers and ultimately get the best deal possible for Wisconsinites and residents in the city and county of Milwaukee.
Arbitrary dates for things happening just for no reason at all that never happen anywhere, right? Let's take a look at the phone numbers here as far as candy. What is Halloween? Luke, do you have a favorite candy? Do you have a favorite candy?
Do I have a favorite candy?
Don't tell us yet, but do you have one?
I got one in mind.
All right.
I'm not necessarily like, this one's the best. And it's, I kind of like all candy. Depends what I'm in the mood for. Maybe a little chocolate. Maybe
I'm not a big coconut fan. So.
No, but I love coconut on like a caramel delight. So if it's if it's in the right setting, coconut's fine. Too much coconut. You can have too much coconut.
You can eat, absolutely. what's your favorite Halloween candy? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Luke and I will reveal our favorite candies at the end of this segment, at the end of this half hour. What is your favorite Halloween candy? And do you buy, like, if you have kids or whatever, or you do trick-or-treating at your house, do you buy, like, your own stash and then give away something else to the kids at the door? Because I've done that before.
No, what I want to know is which one are you stealing out of your kids?
Oh, that's a great one, too, right?
Yeah, when your kids return with the treasures from trick-or-treating all throughout. I know there's a lot of trick-or-treating going on over the weekend, but I think there's plenty of trick-or-treating going on today still with the colder weather. It's Wisconsin. I remember having to bundle up under at least a winter coat and then put my costume on over that as a kid. So trick-or-treating is still happening, even though it's cold out today. I want to know what you take out of your kids' bucket before they get to have free reign of it. 844-967-2789.
Okay. Here's the deal. If I had kids, you know what I'm taking out of their bucket?
What?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing? You wouldn't take the dad tax or the mom tax? Come on.
They went trick-or-treating.
So?
I would.
You raised them.
What I would consider. Yeah, I can also buy my own candy. What I would consider doing.
I could buy my own candy after the age of 12, too, Aaron, but doesn't mean that, you know, you don't go trick-or-treating still.
But see, Aaron's a good dad. You know, I just let the kids
Aaron's
have
just
it.
Like, okay.
I'm trying to think.
However, I'm also not just going to give it to them all at once. I'm going to be like, yeah, you got this Halloween candy. If you eat it all tonight,
so what about like 3 weeks after trick-or-treating and there's still plenty left? You're not taking any of those pieces? Those pieces are all for the kiddo?
Well, you know, I actually never went trick-or-treating as a kid, so I don't know how much candy to expect. So I can't fully answer that question.
Oh, wow.
Any particular reason?
Never.
My mom didn't like the whole evil aspect of Halloween, and so we didn't go trick or treating at all. And yeah, so I guess maybe I'm picturing a smaller amount of candy than you guys are, or something. I don't know.
Well, it depends on the neighborhood, right? There's always in most towns, there's always a neighborhood that does usually Usually, not always, but the ones, the bigger houses, you know, give out the, you know, sometimes better or bigger treats. And so you went to that neighborhood.
You gotta overlay the map of Costco members to the community and then find a way to cross-reference those, because that's where those full-size candy bars are coming from.
Right.
Costco and Sam's Club members, they were the ones that gave out the big candy bars.
Yeah.
And that was always the fun thing leading up to trick-or-treat was planning with like classmates in school and other neighbors and being like, whose parents are, who do we know has got the full size candy bars? Which neighborhoods are the best ones to go to? Which one has the houses closest together? Because that's super important. You can hit way more houses in the subdivisions that were like more compact. But if you had to go to the bigger subdivisions where, say, maybe your chances are of a full size candy bar, but the houses are so large and yards are so large, they're spread out, not necessarily worth it. You want to be able to get the bang for the buck, especially if it's 30-some degrees out. You want to be hitting those houses as quickly as possible. And I'm telling you, Aaron, when I was a kid, I had a pillowcase full of candy. That's what we would take.
A class trick-or-treater.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was like a system.
I had seen kids with pillowcases, but I had never seen them full.
Oh, well, then those kids were doing it. Or they had the right idea, but they were doing it wrong.
Or maybe I was just an early stop.
When I was a kid, too. We had the plastic jack-o'-lantern that you did as a kid.
Yeah, that's a little kid.
I think I graduated to like a, they used to have like orange plastic. They're basically like grocery sack bags, but they're orange and said Happy Halloween. I think I graduated to one of those at some point.
Well, once you get to the age where you can like start to plan and be a little bit more conniving with the trick or treat and have like a strategy going in.
By the way, if you want to join your favorite candy or Halloween trick or treat story with Luke and I and Aaron, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789.
We do have a comment from Roger on the stream on Facebook chiming in with a vote for Kit Kats as his favorite.
That's a really good one, actually.
That's a good one.
I'm all for the Kit Kat. Here, Matt from Germantown says, coconut is disgusting. I agree with you. Reese's peanut butter cups and Butterfingers are the best. We are so in line, Matt. So in line on that. Absolutely. Also, Angie from Monroe, listening on WMDX, says, my grandkids share their chocolates with me. They know I love the chocolates and I'm really super good to them all year long. And I actually avoid buying candy, but I love the Halloween part and I love Snickers. So there's a vote for Snickers. Also from WFHR up in Wisconsin Rapids, I buy enough of my favorites for the treat bowl to give them out, and I have been using them all month. Now we're almost out of Reese's peanut butter cups.
See, this is going. See, you got to be careful. You can't get into the Halloween trick or treat stash too early. My mom always did like the Almond Joys and the Mounds, so she kind of took the mom taxes that way, and my dad would just take whatever was available.
I think my mom used the line, remember to share.
Oh yeah. Well, it was remember to share. Well, I was one of four as well, so it was always if you did better than one of the siblings, there was like trades, and it was like one like Nerds were probably my favorite as a kid for a while. Okay, wow. Yeah, I really liked the little boxes of Nerds, and so it would be like what kind of trade frequency you can get. So like one box of Nerds, my siblings knew that I liked them, so I would have to give up something else to get some of their Nerds. So there's a whole
economy around
trick-or-treating exchanges.
I know I'm an old man, but do you remember Pop Rocks?
Oh yeah.
I don't know
if I've ever gotten Pop Rocks as a trick-or-treater.
Oh, that was like the golden. That was like the
golden.
You've
given them out sometimes.
You've given them out? The Pop Rocks?
Yeah. And also, the fun thing with those is making different mouth sounds. Like just shaping your mouth while it's like, you know.
That's what we could do. A chorus of Pop Rocks at tomorrow's show.
He could always have some fun even though he didn't get to go trick-or-treating. There you go.
Stay tuned. More on the other side. 844-967-2789. Join us with your favorite Halloween candy, your favorite trick-or-treat story. Luke, Aaron, Todd. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together.
Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You missed something on the stream. Welcome back to the show, The Tunnel Ball Show, a special Halloween. Did you say Halloween or Halloween?
Halloween.
Halloween?
Halloween.
Group of Halloween, probably Halloween? More Halloween. I don't know. Southwest Wisconsin, we do things different out in the RC. Aaron, along with Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Luke of the All Ball Show on Civic Media. It is now 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Talking about favorite Halloween candy. Give us a call. Share your favorite Halloween candy, your favorite trick-or-treat story, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the old Civic Media app. This is fantastic, by the way. These texts are just, they're great.
Yeah.
Go back. Don't sleep on Twix. Wes from Middleton on MDX says, don't sleep on Twix. Look, Wes, if you're watching the stream.
He's got a bag
of Twix. This is for Craig Ferguson, who came up with, he coined the phrase Twix because it's not Twitter. It's not Twitter. It's not X. It's Twix.
A little combination of the two.
Yeah. So that's fantastic. This is Matt from Germantown. Never heard of this one. I locked our candy in the safe to stop us from eating it before tonight.
Mine's been sitting at, like, I'm Costco member, so I went and, you know, I got the value for handing out the candy, and I didn't get the full size candy bars. No, we got the variety mix that Kirkland puts together. It's been sitting on the counter for 2 weeks.
And you haven't touched it?
And I haven't touched it. The willpower that I've displayed, come close to cracking that bag open just to have a piece or two. Haven't done it yet, so I'm very, very proud. But tonight, when the bowl is there and I'm handing them out to the kids, that's going to be probably willpower gone.
How is Remy doing, Luke's dog? Because he did some early trick-or-treating and ate a half a loaf of bread and some cheese yesterday. Like
two-thirds of a loaf of bread. I'm not happy about it. That is
how's he doing?
That's
is
a
he
story
okay?
for another day.
Is
yeah,
he okay?
he's in the doghouse.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. We don't have a little one, but he is. Figuratively speaking, he's in the doghouse.
All right, but he's a high-end trick-or-treater, bread, wine, and cheese. So Remy's a very
high-end.
Didn't
get any of the last two there, but you get a lot of bread, that's for sure.
Also, WAUK talking about favorite trick or treat candy, $100,000 bars.
$100,000 bars. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. 100,000 bars. Yeah,
that's probably a top three for me.
Really?
Like, yeah. Oh yeah, those ones are good. I like the caramel. They do a good job with the like the chocolate crispies around the outside and the caramel on the inside. That's a good one.
WMDX line, a caller there, or a texter says, quite a few years back, a designated parent would be grilling brats for the parents and pouring a beer from a half barrel for trick. Now that's great.
Yeah.
Where do you live? Just asking for a friend.
All right.
Kurt's listening on WMDX, so you have to find out where Kurt is in the Madison listening
Kurt,
area.
That's great. What else we got here? A Reese's Take Five. That's what I don't hear often. Pretzels, caramel, peanut butter, peanut and chocolate. Yum. There you go. It says Happy Halloween to us. We appreciate that. So let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Rico in Rock County. God bless you, sir. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in on this Halloween. What say you?
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, I heard you guys talking earlier about strategies, different strategies. And I had three other brothers, and we always had the good neighborhoods pegged out. We learned later on the best thing to do is get about three or four costumes laid out at home, and you just repeatedly hit the same neighborhood. That was the best strategy we ever had.
That is fantastic, Rico.
That way you could take note of everybody that had Snickers and Reese's the first time.
Thanks, see, I
thank
almost,
you, Rico. Appreciate
Rico,
it.
I almost deemed that one as cheating. I had some kids come through the neighborhood twice, like the second round last year with a different mask because they weren't really dressed up besides the Halloween right. mask. But I knew it was them because they were kind of snickering about as they did the loop in the neighborhood. And I was like, come on, guys. Like, all right, you get a couple more pieces. But like, let's be real here. You can't keep coming around and hitting the same houses more than once.
Rico, I give you A+ for creativity. That's fantastic, dude. Thanks for calling, Rico. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Rico at Rock County, if you'd like to join us as well, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app or on Facebook and Twitter as well and YouTube. We're all over the place.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Civic Media, not just Civic Radio.
What did I say? Civic Radio?
No. I'm saying that we are everywhere. We're not just on the radio.
Oh, right.
We're everywhere.
We're on your phone.
Your apps, your social medias, your radio dials, everywhere.
Oh, Luke, sir, it's fantastic to have you. I just feel better. I just feel like we're
we're having fun here on Halloween edition.
Right?
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, well.
That's going to be the big tell now.
Right here. Reese's peanut butter cups.
The cups itself, the miniatures, the Reese's pieces. There's so many different kinds.
Is the snack size? I'm usually like the just the normal size, but snack is fine. Yeah. How about you?
I Reese's is a good one. Kelsey's allergic to nuts, so we stay away from the peanut butter a lot. Yeah. But I do like Reese's.
Well, here you go. Happy.
I can eat one at work. That's totally fine. Thank you. I think. Jogging my memory, 100 Grand Bars. I listed it up in WAUK. That might be a top one. Twix was always up there, too. I'm a big fan of the chocolate and caramel.
Yeah.
So, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Zomers, your favorite?
That is tough, but I'm probably going to have to go with Reese's because I'm allergic to most nuts, but not peanuts. I can have those, and they are delicious.
There you go.
Twix is also very good. And anything with, as Luke said, the chocolate and the caramel is going to be real good.
Yeah,
and some of the greatest ads ever on TV for a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. You ever see those? Like where a guy is walking down or a girl, whatever, a person's walking down the street with an open jar of peanut butter because as people do. And then another person And then another person has just a big old Hershey's chocolate bar walking down the street and they bump into each other. And it's like, your chocolate's in my peanut butter. Your peanut butter's in my chocolate. And they eat two great tastes that taste great together.
Yeah, now it's all what's his name? It's all Will.
Your chocolate and my peanut butter.
Peanut butter and my chocolate.
What?
Delicious. Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's peanut butter.
I mean, who
has that? That is a vintage commercial right there, Todd.
Who hasn't? Well, in other words, old.
No.
Who hasn't had
vintage,
that happen?
Come on, I'm not being mean. I'm letting you know it's classic.
My balding head is vintage, it turns out. But, I mean, who hasn't had that happen to him? Just walking down the street with your open jar of peanut butter and all of a sudden, you know.
And then some old guy comes up behind you and just looks at what you're doing and smiles. That part of the commercial is pretty weird.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds like the weird part of the commercial. Now it's just Will Arnett's voice doing all the Reese's peanut butter.
He's just the
same guy that does like Lego Batman and all of those. He does like GMC, bunch of voiceover work.
Luke Mathers, fantastic to have you. Tuesday Tangents with Luke, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Glad to be with you, Todd.
And the executive producer, the overlord of Civic Media.
And a Milwaukee brewer today for Halloween.
Two great tastes that taste great together here at Civic Media. Back on the other side with Nick Ramos. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.